Pale Blue. We all know it. Lou Reed. Rock and roller Lou Reed died of complications from a liver transplant on Sunday.
Without Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, there'd be no Nirvana, Pearl Jam, or in fact any edgy rock and roll. That's according to music writer Charles Cross. He wrote the book Heavier Than Heaven, a biography of Kurt Cobain. Cross remembers Lou Reed being a vision for him growing up.
He was a window into the dark side of New York, drugs and music. His greatest memory of Lou Reed, Charles Cross says, was when Lou Reed played Benaroya Hall, June 2nd, 2000.
He was probably the first rock artist to play that, and he kind of came in and totally screwed the levels up. It was one of the loudest shows I've ever heard in my life, because you have a symphony hall that's not set up for rock and roll, and Lou came in and just blasted. It was a great show, and it also happens to go down in history as my young son, who's now 13, that was his very first concert. He was 6 months old and had to have those big giant earmuffs on to see Lou Reed for his very first show.
The composer Brian Eno once said only 30,000 people bought the Velvet Underground's debut album, but all of those people started bands. John Richards, host of the morning show on KEXP, talked about hearing the Velvet Underground for the first time 15 to 20 years after that first album came out. He said it still sounded fresh, new, different, and out there.
If you make music, if you make rock music, you have to cite the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed as an influence, because what they did in the late 60s into the early 70s was unheard of. And at the time, not a lot of people heard it outside of New York. But it spread, and it became this cult classic, this amazing sound that nobody else was doing. I think you hear it in almost every rock band out there has some kind of Velvet Underground in their past. If they either were ripping off one of the riffs, or they were covering the band, or just they influenced them through listening to their music.
That's John Reed remembering Lou Reed. Loaded. I remember the second album, Loaded. It's still in my vinyl collection. And I remember when, putting some of those songs on.
Yeah, well, remembering Lou Reed here on the record on KUOW.